for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog.
Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they went on a ghost tour expecting an interesting night inside a historic prison. They expected to hear ghost stories that night, not come home with one of their own.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, and thank you very much for listening. You know, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Leave us a voicemail. You can write it down if you want to do that. It's realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if that's something you're into. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is here today. Hi, friend.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
I am good. I wanted to play something for you. I did a Grave Talks episode the other day about this church in Brandy Station, Virginia. And it's the historic Fleetwood Church. And I think it was built in the later 1800s. It went into disrepair. They quit using the church. There's a man who decided that he would buy it and fix it up. And I'm not really sure why. It's not like he wanted to fix it up to use it as a church, but maybe more like events, or maybe they could still do weddings there. But Steve is his name. He bought it in 2014. So the guy I interviewed, Donnie, he goes to Steve, sees Steve working on it one day. Donnie's a paranormal investigator, and he's like, you know, there's some things we can do and I could help you out. And would you let me come in and investigate? And he did. And he's like, you know, he got some activity. You know, I think you could do some things here that could, with paranormal investigations and stuff, and that could help you restore the church. So that's how Donnie got involved. So I interviewed him about the church, and then Donnie's with a Spirit Guides paranormal group. And we're kind of talking back and forth before the interview on Messenger, and he said that he lives in a haunted house. So we talk about that in the interview, and he messaged me, and he's like, hey, just wondering, did you hear anything weird when you were editing the episode? And I'm like, well, I just started. I'll keep you posted. So as I'm editing the episode, I heard a lot of weird little noises. Ooh. In the episode. And some of them, I'm like, okay, maybe it could be somebody's mic. You're kind of off mic. You cough a little bit. Maybe it was the dog. But there was probably, I'd say around 10, little sounds in the episode that I don't know what they are, including this one. So right after he says this first thing, then you hear it. Oops.
The flashcards.
Mm-hmm. That.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mav, come on, buddy.
And then he's talking to his dog.
You're not going to get your chicken.
So it goes.
The flashcards.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. And that's
honestly, it sounds like something's moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a cup scooting.
It sounds like mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm like, did I say mm-hmm? In the entire interview, there is not one time where my mic, and in fact, I speak on this mic all day, every day. I've never made that noise. It's weird because it sounds like me, but I don't know what is causing the effect. I don't know what that is. And it was just weird that Donnie's like, hey, did you hear anything when you were editing it? And I'm like, yeah, as a matter of fact. So I sent that to him and he's like, I'm not surprised. He's like, couldn't explain it either. And you don't hear that in the interview because we were talking about something and then his dog started barking. So I took that part out of the interview, but I just wanted to keep that. Mm-hmm. And it sounds actually, when I listen to it, it sounds like more than one voice at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's weird. So I don't know.
That is.
What do you think?
I think it's an EVP.
I think it's very strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised at how many times over the years that I've been editing the Grave Talks episodes, and I have weird things like that. Frequently, I have a folder that's just like weird. I have no idea what this sound is.
Really?
Yeah. But knowing he lives in a haunted house and he has picked up his own EVPs there and was asking if I had gotten any, then I've got that. Like, I don't know. I can't say conclusively, yes, that's an EVP, but I can say I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. So let's go to our first ghost story, speaking of paranormal investigators. This says, I've been listening to the show for a couple of years now, and I have heard so many stories from people who have visited haunted locations, I decided to write in with one of my own. A few years ago, my boyfriend and I decided to take a ghost tour of the Mansfield Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. We'd both wanted to go for a long time. It's one of the most famous haunted locations in the country, and even if you don't believe in ghosts, it's worth just seeing because of the history. The prison opened in the late 1800s, housed thousands of inmates over the years, was also where parts of the Shawshank Redemption were filmed. We watched videos, listened to stories from other people who had visited, and figured if nothing paranormal happened, we'd still get to spend an evening exploring an incredibly old prison. When we checked in, there were probably 25 or 30 people waiting for the tour to begin. It was actually a pretty interesting mix of people. There were a handful who obviously were serious paranormal investigators carrying cameras, digital equipment, all kinds of equipment I had never seen before. There were history buffs asking questions about the prison itself. Few couples looked like they were there for a date night. And there were definitely some skeptics. Every time the guide mentioned reports of activity in a particular area, you'd hear someone quietly say there had to be a logical explanation. There had to be a reason. Honestly, my boyfriend and I were somewhere in the middle. We believed strange things could happen, but we also weren't expecting to walk out of there with proof of anything. Our guide was great. He knew the history of the prison inside and out. He never came across like he was trying to convince anyone the place was haunted. He'd explain what happened in each section of the prison, mentioned the experiences some visitors had reported over the years, and then let everyone decide for themselves. I appreciated that because it felt more like a history tour that happened to include ghost stories instead of someone trying to scare us. I like that approach, actually, because I love the history. For the first hour, nothing unusual happened. We walked through the massive cell blocks, solitary confinement, the chapel, several other parts of the prison. Everywhere you look, there was another long hallway disappearing into darkness or another row of cells stretching farther than you'd expect. The place is enormous. Even with a group that size, there were moments when the guide would stop talking and the whole prison would be completely quiet. Standing there, it was easy to imagine what life must have been like for the people who had lived and died there. The first thing that caught me off guard happened in one of the older sections of the prison. Everyone was standing around listening to the guide tell a story when I suddenly got chills from head to toe. It was not because I was cold. It was one of those full-body chills that just came out of nowhere and disappeared just as quickly. I rubbed my arms for a second, looked around to see if maybe we'd walked into a draft, but nobody else seemed to notice anything. Within a few minutes, the feeling was gone. I didn't even mention it to my boyfriend because it seemed insignificant. We continued through several more areas before eventually reaching one of the main cell blocks. The guide talked for several minutes about what that section had been used for before telling us we could spread out for a few minutes and get some pictures. He said if there was one place in the prison where visitors claimed to capture something unusual, it was the long rows of cells. So naturally, just about everyone pulled out their phones and went that way. My boyfriend wandered a little farther ahead while I stayed back taking pictures down the hall. Most people were doing exactly the same thing. Some were taking pictures inside individual cells while others were trying to get wide shots of the entire block. It was really quiet. You could hear people talking in there, but everyone was speaking softly, almost without realizing it. Then, without any warning, this part gives me the creeps, a prison cell slammed. It wasn't the sound of old metal creaking or an old building settling. It was a loud, heavy crash that echoed through the entire cell block. Every person on that tour stopped walking. Conversation stopped. People turned toward the sound almost at the same time. Even the couple behind us, who had spent most of the evening offering perfectly reasonable explanations for everything the guide talked about, went completely silent. We all just stood there looking in the same direction. I honestly expected someone to go see what had just happened, but our guide barely reacted. He smiled, waited a couple of seconds, and simply told everyone it was time to move on. I don't know why, but his reaction stuck with me almost as much as the sound itself. It was like he had heard it before. The rest of the tour was fairly quiet after that. We finished exploring the prison, heard a few more stories from the guide, eventually made our way back toward the lobby. By then, we were mostly talking about how impressive the building itself had been and joking about which of us had taken the blurriest pictures. Before pulling out of the parking lot, my boyfriend started scrolling through photos on his phone. I did the same. Between the two of us, we'd probably taken well over 100 pictures. Most were exactly what you'd expect, old cells, rusted bars, long hallways. Then I stopped on one photo. It had been taken in the same cell block where we'd heard the door slam. Standing in one of the cell doorways looked to be a man. Not transparent, not glowing, just someone standing there. I assumed it had to be another person from our tour, so I swiped to the next picture. The doorway was empty. I went back. There he was again. The two pictures had been taken only a second or two apart. I handed my phone to my boyfriend, asked if he recognized the person standing there. He looked at it for a few seconds before saying he didn't remember anyone being in that doorway. When we got home, we compared our pictures because we'd both spent several minutes taking photos in that area. Every one of his looked completely normal. Mine had that one photograph with someone standing in the doorway. My boyfriend and I still enjoy taking ghost tours whenever we travel, and we've visited quite a few haunted places since then. We've had some interesting experiences over the years, but Mansfield is still one of the most active places we've ever visited. Between the unexplained chills, hearing that prison cell slam, along with everyone else on the tour, and finding that strange figure in one of my pictures afterwards, it's the location we end up talking about the most. Thanks for taking the time to read my story. I have a couple other experiences from different haunted locations that I'll have to write in about one of these days. Till then, keep up the great work. Thanks for giving all of us a place to share our experiences. From Jessica.
Hey, Carol.
Yeah?
You know what we should do?
Go there?
Yes.
Golly, after reading that, that would scare the crap out of me. But then you could be like, okay, maybe they plant somebody in there and just to scare people. But I think that would be a mean thing to do. And I don't think locations like that do that sort of thing. I really don't.
Yeah.
They're creepy enough. You don't have to be slamming cell doors to get people creeped out.
Well, it seems we have another location to our worldwide haunted tour.
That would just be so creepy.
It'd be great.
But to hear that would be really loud.
Oh, yeah. That'd be very frightening. I would be wondering if there's, like, something within the hinges of the door, or if it's, like, remote controlled.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I just don't think that most of those locations, you know, especially the ones that do a lot of ghost tours and paranormal investigations, the last thing you would want to happen is for the word to get out that you are planting experiences for people. That would be really bad.
That's fair.
You know, in a place like that, it is so creepy. Like, you should look pictures up. It is so creepy. Like, you don't need to do stuff like that. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
It's creepy.
Yeah, that's very creepy.
Yeah. It's a very creepy looking place.
So yeah.
You don't need to add to that ambiance. And I just, like I said, I just think that if word got out that you were adding in things like that, people would be mad.
Yeah.
You'd lose all your credibility as a haunted location. Mm-hmm. Who's going to come and investigate your location when they're like, yeah, they just do cheap scares? It's not a haunted attraction. It's a haunted location.
That's fair.
Let's go on to this caller.
My name is Blanca. I'm calling. I live at home with my parents. And my mom has always, I guess, had some type of, I wouldn't say ability, but she's told me, you know, here and there, oh, I felt like I saw somebody, or I felt like somebody was, like, peeking over the wall or something, like, around the corner in, like, the hallway. So at the home that we currently live at, she would tell me that she would always see a male, like, almost, it was like a male. She couldn't really make out, you know, the face, but she knew it was a male, and she would just quickly see him pass by. This happened a couple of times till one day my mom was home and just kind of confirmed it for us that, you know, something was actually there. She was home and somebody knocked on the door, and it was this woman with two boys who told her that she was the child that lived there. Her parents were the original owners, and she lived there and grew up there at that house. It was her parents' house, and she asked my mother if she can come inside just to take a look at the house, you know, and kind of, I guess, reminisce. She wasn't from the area any longer. I just drove by and wanted to see if we'd let her come in just so she can take a look at, you know, the home where she grew up. And while she was there, they were in the backyard, and she was just taking a look at the yard. And my mom asked her, she's like, can I ask you something? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, do you know if someone died here? And the woman looked at my mom kind of like, not scared, but, you know, just looked at her like, why are you asking? And she's like, yeah. She's like, my dad, he died in that room. And she pointed to the room where my mom and dad sleep, the master bedroom. She pointed there, and she's like, why? And I was like, oh, because I see him. Like, I see a male, and he's always, like, walking around that specific area, like, as if he's walking towards the room or walking out of the room. And she was just, you know, amazed by what my mom was telling her. So, yeah, my mom sees him here and there. I feel like I've seen a couple of times. I don't know if it's just my eyes playing tricks on me or what, but once in a while I'll see just like a quick shadow, you know, pass by, and by the time I look, there's nothing there. But anyways, my little sister works from home at my parents' house, so she's there all day. And on her lunch break, sometimes she'll take a nap. It's a 30-minute break, so she'll take advantage and take a nap. And she was telling me that one time she was laying in my parents' room on her break, and she was trying to go to sleep. And for some reason, she said that she kept waking up, kind of, throughout the 30 minutes. And she remembers that at one point she was laying on my mom's side of the bed, where she usually sleeps, facing my dad's side. And she remembers saying, she doesn't remember hearing anybody speak to her, but somehow she knew what to say back, but she just remembers herself asking, did it snow in here when you died? That's what she asked. And she said that she felt like a presence, and she thought that she might have been dreaming, but she said it just seemed so real. And she was with her eyes open, she said, and so she was asking, you know, did it snow in here when you died? And obviously she didn't hear anything back, but she said that when she asked that she just heard herself saying, I don't want to see how you looked when you died. I don't want to see, like, as if someone was saying, you know, I'm going to show you how it looked or something. And she just kept repeating, I don't want to see how it looked when you died. And when she said that all of a sudden she started feeling like zapping or shocking, a shocking feeling on her chest. And she thought that was a little odd. She ended up waking up right after that. But when she told me the story, I automatically got the chills, and I told her, like, you know, that's just weird for you to have a dream like that in the room. Like, I don't know where this person, you know, passed away. It's just odd. But just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that. And I hope to call in soon with something else. Thanks.
I have a thought on that.
I would love to hear your thought on that.
I don't think it is odd that she would have a dream like that. I think what is odd is the people coming to the house to look at the house because they used to live there, right? And then they say her mom says, did someone die in this house? And they're like, yeah, my dad in that bedroom. And then they're like, oh my God, we see an apparition. That would freak me out.
That too would also frighten me.
I wouldn't want, like, I would have to, I think if somebody told me that, I was back in the house I grew up in, and somebody's like, yeah, your dad's here. Seeing him all the time. I'd have to go back in that room and be like, Dad, you got to go. Like, you can't be doing this. Like, I don't like the idea of my dad haunting my old house. Like, move on. Don't just haunt them. Like, that would really upset me. We've got to figure this out. But I don't think it's so weird that the sister had the dream after knowing that he died in that room.
The part of the dream that I think is weird is when it's like, well, when supposedly whatever was communicating with the sister was like, do you want to see what it looked like when I died? Like, that's just weird and creepy. And I can't imagine any person doing that. You know what I mean?
But couldn't you, like, if you were taking a nap in a room where someone died and you knew it? Because it had been confirmed, but you're taking a nap, you're taking your lunch break and just laying down for 30 minutes. And a lot of people do that.
Okay.
I just can't fall asleep and wake back up in 30 minutes, but a lot of people can. Mm-hmm. But you could, you know, the fact that she fell asleep and was dreaming, like, that would be on my mind. Somebody died in this room. I think every time I'd go in that room, I'd think that.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
I definitely could see how you could dream about that.
Yeah.
And it would be weird. That would explain why they're like, you want to see my dead body?
Right.
It could just be, you know, like you're freaking yourself out in your own dream.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But I would love to hear the other people's perspective. Like, how did that feel to find out your dad is haunting this poor family? I think it's your dad, or who else could it be? That would be really weird. I would be like, he's haunting you and not me? Does he not care? I thought he would, like, look over me like in a guardian spirit sort of way, but he's weird. He's here hanging out with you guys. I don't know. I think I'd want to go sit in the room by myself for a few minutes.
Yeah, me too. I'd probably do the same thing.
Like, if he's there, somebody thinks he's there, or possibly it could be him. I don't know. Because I know losing my dad was a really hard thing. And if I thought that he was haunting someplace, I think I would have liked to gone in there, pull him aside. Dad, can't do this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found that to be very interesting.
I agree.
So if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us. You can do that very easily. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can hit subscribe wherever you are listening right now. We would appreciate that very much. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog.
Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.